It's outrageous claims.
You would make outrageous claims.
Outrageous!
You are literally too stupid to insult.
Come on, son!
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
What I want, you got, it might be hard to handle. Like a flame that burns a candle.
Alright. This one I thought of yesterday. We were both in the, we were in the studio talking to Katie while he was running the Yankee game.
Right.
Right. And, you know, we were talking about Susan Waldman and John Sterling and their various announcing styles. I don't think they're that bad. This is the outrageous claim. I like John Sterling and Susan Waldman.
I don't. I think they're terrible. Something sort of grandish. Are you kidding me? That's amateur hour.
What? Yeah,
you know what that sounds like? You know what John Sterling should be working for? He should be working for, like, some Midwestern team, like the Kansas City Royals, where they're, oh, the beloved John Sterling, and he's, you know, Eric Hosmer, hospitality. So, I mean, how much? These little stupid gimmicks and
gyms. It was nice, right on the spot.
It felt pretty good.
I gotta be honest, like, people always talk about the Yankees with the shaving rule and the whole thing, and they're a stuffy, kind of classy organization. You know, they interject some life. There's no reason we can't reach out to the kids. Like, true. I think John Sterling went a little crazy. I think the text message and Teixeira, that was like a little, like, John, reel it in a bit. And then Swisher was like, oh, dude. And then the grandest one was like, oh, he's lost his mind.
It's terrible.
It's true.
I don't mind.
I kind of like it. And I kind of like it.
You don't need to have it on everybody. It was all right when it was like, you know, El Capitan. And then you had the A-bomb from A-Rod, which is okay.
Oh, I love the A-bomb from A-Rod.
But you don't need, like...
I think that one's the best.
If you bring a guy in, like... If you hire Doug Mankiewicz, you don't need to come up with a home run chant for Doug Mankiewicz. First of all, it's probably going to end up being inappropriate, sexually explicit. There's just not too many places you can go with Mankiewicz before... You know,
it gets a little weird, you're going down the wrong path. Right,
you don't
probably.
Don't give me one for Curtis Granderson if it's kind of bad, and don't give me two every time you're on the mark to Shara. And
yeah, that's where John was starting to lose a little bit of his mind there.
It's bad, man. It's pretty bad. Give me the three to four best players on the team if their name works. Cano, don't you know? I don't mind that one.
That one's very good too. I like that one. I like Jeter's. I like A-Rod's. I like Cano's.
Keeping Up with the Joneses for Andrew Jones. You don't. Andrew Jones is a bench player. He doesn't need his own specific home run call.
You got to spread the love.
Just give him. I mean, John Sterling has his, and I'm blanking on it right now. His actual call for the home run. You know, not like, you know, Gary Cohen has. It's out of here.
Right. What is it? I know Michael Kay's is "See ya."
I forget what's.
Isn't it just "She's Gone"?
Something along those lines. And that's fine. And you keep that one. So you have your generic, you know, your call. And then the great players, it should be something. It'd be better if there was, like, mystique around it, you know? Like, you've really earned your stripes, because douchebag Yankees fans love saying, oh, he's got to earn his pinstripes. I mean, honestly, it's one of the most ridiculous things ever. Alex Rodriguez wins two MVPs.
No, yeah, Alex Rodriguez way too much credit. He gets way too much credit. Like, the dude is so good.
But it should be something. If you want to do like an earn your pinstripe type of a thing, if you become a truly great Yankee.
We're just going to set up John Sterling as like the
no,
the
but then,
judge?
Then it'd be cool. Then, you know, if you had like Alex Rodriguez, Robinson Cano, Derek Jeter, they have it. Everybody else, you just get the generic call. That would be better. There'd be some mystique. But now every time Russell Martin.
Monsieur Martin. Et là, he's going a little.
Monsieur Martin.
He's getting a little culture in there.
Terrible.
He's culturing the Yankees radio network one Russell Martin home run at a time.
What was Hideki Matsui's?
I don't know. The first thing that came to my mind is racist because
that's what I'm saying.
I think it had something to do with Godzilla.
It could, but then his nickname was Godzilla. You can't have, like, it's okay because Russell Martin has some French heritage to say, oh, Monsieur Martin. But imagine if John Sterling was like, oh, Hideki Matsui, he hits home run! Like, he would be fired in half of a second.
Oh, my God, how many different ways are we going to offend
I'm pointing. I'm making a point.
I understand.
I'm not saying that. I actually think he should have said that.
That would have been hilarious.
But it's just got to be. He got some French descent. That's all right. I just think that if there was some mystique around it, that'd be.
I understand.
It a little bit.
And I if people want to give him a lot of crap for that, totally get it. Because sometimes it's like, dude, you are out of your mind. So I get that. But overall, I really think the two of them do a great job pacing a game, giving you the, you know, giving
I think
you the
they're
call.
More entertaining than Michael Kay and the hodgepodge of guys that work with him.
See, I think they're fine as well.
I'm not a big fan of Kay. I listen to Met broadcasts, obviously. I think that's the one area. I don't even think. It's a fact. The one area the Mets organization is better than the Yankees organization is they have better broadcasters both on radio and in the booth. And listen, Kay is good. Kay is not bad. You know, he brings in Paul O'Neill,
O'Neill is great. And O'Neill and Flaherty, I think, are great together. Or not together. Just, I think they're great.
They're great.
But, you know, like, people give Susan Wallman a lot of crap. Susan Wallman knows a lot. Like,
she knows.
I think they're both very intelligent baseball minds. They're smart. They call the game well. They know exactly what to say at the right time. Yeah, when I hear you're on the mark, Teixeira, I cringe a little bit.
It's corny.
Because it is over-the-top corny, but
Sterling,
I think they do a very good job.
Sterling, more than anybody. You know, the one thing that makes radio more difficult than television broadcasts is that the people listening can't see it. And the one thing that Sterling is not very good at is he creates a lot of false excitement. Derek Jeter, oh, that ball is back. It's deep. It's caught by the second baseman, you know? Jeter just went nowhere.
I understand what you mean by that. And he does get confused a lot. Like I hear a lot of this, like, A-Rod swings and drives a ball deep down the third base line. It is foul ball.
Right.
Into the third row. No, it was caught. It was caught. He's out.
So in terms of articulating the visual to the audience, he's not very good at that. He makes more blunders than he should. But aside from that, I don't really mind him. I don't mind Susan Wallman. Susan Wallman's she's a punchline. She's kind of funny.
See, I think she's a punchline just because she got so damn excited when Roger Clemens was coming back.
Right.
Like, the goodness gracious, like everyone, like nobody cared about Susan Wallman. Then she does the goodness gracious thing with Clemens, and it's like, oh my damn.
Yeah.
That is absurd.
She's a little bit far up the area in which the sun doesn't shine of the New York Yankees. When Pedro Martinez brushed aside Don Zimmer,
brushed aside. The dude grabbed him by the ears and threw an octogenarian to the ground.
The guy was attacking him. He was running around like a wild
boar. And Pedro Martinez is a world-class athlete. You're telling me there aren't other things he can do to get away from a dude who's 109 years old?
He grabbed him by the cheeks, the chubby little Don Zimmer cheeks, and he just kind of moved him aside.
He didn't just kind of move him aside. He went,
and pushed
him to the ground.
That is egregious.
Oh, egregious is what Pedro Martinez did.
I was listening to this on the radio, and Susan Wallman is going crazy. Pedro Martinez just ruined his career and his whole legacy. And I'm sitting here thinking, man, he must have just body slammed Don Zimmer. I mean, it sounded like he...
All right, but the dude was like, literally, how old is Don Zimmer? Is he 107?
Don Zimmer was bull rushing Pedro Martinez. I don't care how old you are.
There are certain things that you're just allowed to do when you get to a certain age. Okay,
Pedro Martinez.
When you get to be 748 years old, you can beat the hell out of anyone that you can get your hands on. So I'm cool with that. And there are other things that a world-class athlete should be able to do.
A world-class, listen, nobody's, you know, Pedro Martinez is not fast. Have you ever seen him wield a bat? He's embarrassing looking. He's a great pitcher. He's not necessarily a world-class athlete. The guy brushed him aside. Don't look at me.
Dude, we're not talking about Boomer Wells, who's a pitcher, and you can tell is like, wow, that dude has back problems when he gets up in the morning because he's carrying so much weight.
Right.
Like, we're not talking about that guy. We're talking about a slim little dude, Pedro Martinez, muscular. Like, come on.
He's
a world-class athlete.
You don't think Pedro Martinez maybe was distracted by the actual people that were capable of beating him up, charging at him, and then all of a sudden, out of the corner of the eye, he sees fat little Don Zimmer, who looks like a retired old version of the Arkansas Razorback mascot?
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Your grandfather comes charging at you like he's going to fight you. And you know, since he's your grandfather, you can get away from him. You're going to take him by the head and throw him to the ground? Or are you just going to step aside and let the man
run? To Zimmer's credit, he got a head of steam.
Well, yeah.
He was not too shabby. He was getting there. He was making his way.
I'm saying, though, when you get to a certain age, you should be allowed to beat people up.
If I'm chilling and I'm yelling at you, right, me and you are having words,
yeah,
and all of a sudden, out of the corner of my eye, Don Zimmer's charging at me, and you're just kind of like, oh, Don Zimmer, and you just kind of grab his face. Yeah,
because my reaction would not be, oh my God, it's Don Zimmer. It would be, oh, hey, there's Don Zimmer. Here, let me take a step.
This time.
I do have that time because the dude's 95.
But he's right there, and all he did.
We're talking about he's like Brian Urlacher running a 4.44 40. The dude.
All he did was grab his face and move him over.
The only reason he had that head of steam is because he started on the mound and used the downhill to build it up.
Exactly, and he didn't even push him to the ground. He just moved him over, and then you know
my
reaction, caught up with
my
Don
reaction.
Zimmer.
Legitimately, would have been, oh, hey. Hey, Don, you want a hug? Oh, let me just step aside so you can run past me.
No, it wouldn't be.
What were we talking about?
Outrageous claim. I don't think it's that outrageous at Sterling. I don't think they're great. I think if you're the Yankees organization and you pride yourself on being the greatest sports franchise in all of the world times infinity plus one, then you should probably go ahead
so
and
disdain.
Have an elite.
There was so much
broadcast
disdain in
team.
What you just said. It was subtle, but you could just see it. Like, there's just like hatred.
It's not even a hatred, but that's what you guys say. You're all your fans, you know, when you're at a Mets-Yankees game. 27. Like, 27. You beat what? Who did you beat? The Mets weren't playing in 1924, all right? Just because you won a ring because you beat the Boston Red Sox, the Chicago Cubs, and the Detroit Wingbats, or whatever the heck they were called back then. That's congratulations. That has nothing to do with me as a Mets fan. How many have you won since 1969? I think it's like 8. It's 8-2. Okay, that's the count.
Still one
fan.
Hell of a margin.
It's a pretty good margin. I'm not saying you guys aren't a better franchise, but it's 8-2. It's not 27-2. It's idiots.
It's 27-2.
All right, let's get out of here. I'm done with this outrageous plan.
Oh, my God. All right. Next week. Oh, you know what we're going to talk Olympics next week. Opening ceremony. How do you feel about the Summer Olympics?
You know, I'll watch them because they're on, and I'll root for America. It's not like I'm sitting here Xing out days on my calendar for it. It's cool. I'll watch it.
All right. Favorite Summer Olympic event?
Though, I don't know. Basketball.
Aside basketball. From the basketball.
I'm looking forward. They have this new fast-paced rugby thing going on. I'm looking forward to watching that. That sounds like it's going to be pretty entertaining.
That's right.
Probably going to get the floor mopped with the American team, but it's still going to be pretty entertaining.
Yeah. We're going to get our asses kicked.
Like, but that game, if you looked at the rule, it's like 7 people. It's like 11
right, it's
and
like
a half.
Right, it's 7 on 7. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be sweet.
All right, so we'll talk some Olympics next week. Obviously, we'll talk some. We're going to have to check in on the Mets, see if they're still alive. Hopefully, they will be.
Hopefully, it's
such a great story. You like seeing I like seeing the Mets do well this year. I want to see them turn it around.
You'd like to see one race. The Yankees aren't going to be in a race. It'd be good to see the Mets at least stick around in a race for the local ball clubs around here.
All right. Follow Brixey at GameOnBrixey. Follow me at JoeBianChino. Like our Facebook page. Search 2Guys1Mike podcast. Use the numbers for the 2 and the 1. That's all we got for this week. We'll leave you with some Hootie and the Blowfish. It's 2Guys1Mike. See you next week.
With a little love and some tenderness, we'll walk upon the water, we'll rise above the mist, with a little peace and some harmony. We'll take the world together, we'll take them by the hand. I said, give